I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Does anybody ever think to give anything besides money for a wedding present anymore? It's the Bee Morning Coffee Club. Shoot us a text at 585-222-9233. So my best friend Bill from New Jersey is getting married over the weekend of like October 6th, 7th, and 8th, I think it is. Uh-huh. I think the wedding's on the 7th, that weekend.
Right.
And I know a gift that he would absolutely love, like an actual physical gift for his wedding. And it's kind of in the price range of what I would give him as cash anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that this gift would have nothing to do with his wife-to-be.
Okay.
So is it even worth considering getting him this gift, knowing that his wife will have no use for it, will get no joy out of it, or anything like that?
Well, couple questions.
Good.
Couple questions. You're very good friends, right?
Like, I mean,
are you in his wedding? Like,
he's not having a wedding party, but
him already.
If he was, I definitely would be. I might not be the best man because he'd go with his dad or his cousins first,
right?
Family first.
But you're a good friend, like a lifetime friend.
We talk every single day.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
I mean, we text every single day.
Then I would say get that for him. Like maybe around whenever his bachelor party or before the wedding, but then give them a cash gift for the two of them. That's my suggestion. I mean, get off your wallet a little bit.
Well, you don't even know what the gift is yet.
Skip a couple Caribbean islands this year and maybe give your best friend both.
Both? No,
I don't know what it is.
This gift would be just for him. Like, I mean, she would not use it for a single second, but it would make him so, so happy. And, you know, without going too personal into their lives, they're okay on money. They'll be fine without me giving them a cash gift.
Okay.
So she does very well. Everything's cool
so
in that department.
So you're thinking just this and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that she'll get stuff that he won't use. You know, if there's someone in her family, let's say, or her friends.
Okay.
Maybe she'll get something, you know, that would be just for her. But he would really love the new Xbox Series X. I mean, it is about $400 or $500.
Absolutely not.
And
absolutely
that's exactly what
not.
I would give him as a cash gift anyway.
Oh my God, that's a Christmas gift for a kid. You do not give a grown man that for his wedding.
How cool would that be? 585-222-9233. I'm telling you, it would be perfect.
Oh, no.
And it's hilarious at the same time. All right, give your text and be back next on the Bee. Bee Morning Coffee Club. I'm not sure we should ask for texts there. Jeez. 585-222-9233.
What did you expect?
I just had this idea. I'm going to a friend, my best friend's wedding, who I talk to every day. I've been friends with for, I don't even know how long now, over 10 years. And I think getting him an Xbox Series X for his wedding would be an awesome, awesome gift. And I know I'm getting killed on the text line here, but you can make the same argument, and this is kind of cliche, but it's true. If you were to get something like one of those big fancy mixing bowls that are really expensive, the KitchenAids.
I don't know.
If yes, yeah, true. It's probably a better question for Terry. She's not here. But there are There are plenty of things that could be given to a couple that would be more of an interest for the bride than the groom all the time. So what's the difference?
Is she a gamer as well?
No.
No. Not at all.
No, not at all.
So you're giving her a gift that will take her husband away from her for extended periods of time.
Yeah, she might appreciate that.
Well, you might be right.
Got like two gamers texting in. This would be awesome. Chris, will you come to my wedding? No, I wouldn't get everybody an Xbox.
People are saying you need to, yes, get him that if you want, but give him cash for his wedding as well.
So can I give a little bit, like a lot less cash, I should say, if I get the Xbox too?
I would say at least cover your plate.
Jeez, now we're like in the market of $700 here for a wedding gift.
How much is the Xbox?
Like $500? Yeah, like $500. Come on, like you won't be buying a PlayStation this year. You know you will be, or trying to. Just like everyone else, getting their kids or asking Santa to bring an Xbox or a PlayStation. They're still hard to find.
Yeah, but he's 10. Your friend is how old?
43.
Yeah, you don't get a 43-year-old at Xbox.
43 and a half, sorry.
Oh.
B-Morning Coffee Club, happy fall. Happy Monday. Terry's off. You got TJ Sharp. I'm Chris Kanya. And you on the text line, not that I don't know that you know how to use this already based on the text we got this morning. 585-222-9233.
Man, you guys with your central air conditioning, oh, you have no idea how good you have it. We over on my west side estate, my west side fish rescue, have to still take, we have been procrastinating taking the window units out because it's a pain. First of all, they're heavy. Second of all, they leak water when you take them out. All this water goes all over the floor and it's a two-person job. And even two of us, we really need a third person to keep,
really?
Well, to keep the dogs from going out the window that we just left open without the screen, because we have to put the screens back on.
You must have a really big window unit.
Yeah, well, it's a whole thing. A whole thing. And we've just been procrastinating. But it's reached the point where those stupid stink bugs, if you guys have noticed, it's always almost fall when you see those, ugh, those dumb
things. They make their way in.
I do not see them all summer long. And then sure enough, this time of year, there they are in my window.
I never have seen a stink bug move, but somehow they're everywhere.
They're so dumb. But I know.
I've never seen them jump away, fly. You know, I've never missed one when I tried to kill it, but somehow they're everywhere.
I know.
I've never seen it move.
I know. They're prehistoric looking. They're dumb and slow. And for some reason, like you said, they get into my house quickly and they just take it over. So if I leave the air conditioner units in, they're going to get in all over inside the vent and all of that. So it's, we got to take them out.
Is it because it's starting to get cold and they want to stay warm kind of thing? Or
yeah.
That's all it is, huh?
They got bags packed. They want to move in.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I don't know any other way to keep them out of my house.
Oh, I got an idea. Get central air conditioning. B-Morning Coffee Club, 585-222-9233. The changing of the seasons means you have to do a couple chores that you probably aren't looking forward to doing. But one person, TJ, has a suggestion for your air conditioner units coming out of the windows. They say, every year I don't wait for my husband. I get a folding table, like you would see at a Bills game, and slide it onto the folding table. And then when he gets home, he helps me bring it down to the basement.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
So instead of going right from the window to the basement or window to the floor where it gets all wet, this person does not wait for anybody.
And this summer, during the hot days when my oldest came home to visit, we bought another. So now we actually have five window units.
Oh, my God.
So we have added two this summer.
Man, we had like two.
Yeah.
We had what we did when I was a kid. My parents would put blankets up to block off, let's say, the kitchen.
Yeah.
And only have air conditioning in the living and dining room, because we all hung out in the living room to watch like The Simpsons at night.
Right.
And then maybe if there was a second one, they would have it in their bedroom. We wouldn't have it in ours.
Right. And that's how it has been. Living room and our room is where the air conditioners have been. And so a few years ago, the kids would, I'd wake up and they were on my floor. Like, they'd get so hot, they'd bring their pillow and blanket, like, onto my random floor.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm stepping on children.
I've done that. Yep.
On my way out of the room. So we decided to keep everyone in their own beds. We would get them their own units for the windows.
And now you have five to take out.
And now we got all these to drag down into the basement.
Oh.
And I know that's why my husband was like, oh, they don't need it. Because I know he's thinking of this day when we have to take the units out.
Yep, you missed on that one, Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.